All right, so I'm going to tell you one thing that I'm not going to miss at the end of May. One of the things I'm not going to miss are slow computers. I mean, they are, that's one of the most frustrating things in the world to me. I need something to get pulled up before we come back from commercial break, and it's thinking and thinking and thinking. Ugh. Just want to hurl it out the window. Anyway, back here on the Peter Hegg Radio Show, thanks to our friends over at J. Watson Creations. 401 Rainbow Drive is where you're going to find them. 401 Rainbow Drive. Custom jewelry from mild to wild. Jeff's got over 30 years experience in custom jewelry design. He used to work at one of the other, larger jeweler places and decided, you know what, it's time to serve people's needs directly, to have that one-on-one relationship with them, rather than just push out a bunch of products that all look the same, and it's not the way to do it. Give people what they want. And that's what they do. Whether it's mild, whether it's wild, J. Watson Creations, 401 Rainbow Drive. Check them out today. So, what prompted this email about Ronald Reagan being a same-sex marriage advocate was Patty Davis. Patty Davis is the one, if you're dealing with this argument, whether you're being confronted with it in the workplace, whether you one of your family members is talking about, I don't know where you might have heard it, but if you hear this, Ronald Reagan would have advocated for same-sex marriage, it comes from Ronald Reagan's daughter, Patty Davis. Politico just ran a story with her thoughts on where her dad might stand on same-sex marriage. It was this headline. It was Patty Davis says Reagan would have opposed gay marriage, or wouldn't have opposed gay marriage. Now, there's articles, there's blog posts all over the place because of this. I mean, they love this thought. This is why it always blows me away when... Well, doesn't blow me away. It really frustrates me when conservatives will join arguments with liberals thinking they're going to get good press. They're just useful idiots. You don't see liberals jumping ship. You don't see liberals being open-minded and coming to the conservative side. No, you never see that. They talk all about being open-minded, but they're the most closed-minded folks that you'll come across. Or maybe I shouldn't say it. They're as closed-minded, and some of them certainly more so, than anybody that you'll meet on the right. It's funny. Again, it goes back to this whole Jason Collins and the NBA, because the sports writers who are desperate to, you know, talk about something serious and be taken seriously. I was listening last night, once again, on ESPN Radio. They just can't get away from the story. Asante Samuel, who is a cornerback in the NFL, he was for the longest time Peyton Manning's nemesis. He played for New England. Really, wherever Asante Samuel has played, he's been Peyton Manning's nemesis. But nonetheless, Asante Samuel was quoted by ESPN as saying, you know, I don't know why this guy feels the need to come out and tell everybody his sexual interests. You know, I don't go out and tell everybody. Why is he doing it? Well, that's not towing the liberal line. That's not saying what you're supposed to say. So ESPN drags him in under the lights, turns the cameras on him on SportsCenter. Now, why do you say that? Well, because I think we should be talking about sports. It's what we do. Let's leave the politics to the politicians. Let's play sports. Yes, well, don't you see why it's important for him to do what he needs to do? Whatever he needs to do is fine. He can do whatever he needs to do, but I'm going to do what I do. In an athlete's way of saying it, he's getting at, you know, I am entitled to have an opinion that doesn't agree with yours. But anyway, so they play this interview where he says, yeah, we don't need to be talking about this. We got kids out there. Oh, that sent the left off. That sent the ESPN. What do you mean you got kids out there? And he said, look, I'm trying to raise my kids to do what God expects of us. And that doesn't help. I'll tell you right then. All of those interceptions of Peyton Manning made me hate that guy. They all faded away. Well, maybe not all of them, but the majority of them faded away. He gets it. Now, he doesn't say it in the most eloquent fashion, but he gets it. And the ESPN host comes back after playing that clip and says, you know, I hear a lot of ignorance there. I hear a lot of closed-mindedness. And I was just shouting at the radio. You're freaking kidding me, right? Do you not even realize how closed-minded you are being towards Christians right now? Suggesting that because somebody has moral disapproval of a sexual behavior, that they somehow hate or discriminate or are bigots, that in and of itself is bigotry and hatred and discrimination towards Christians. But these brilliant sportscasters, they don't get it. So anyway, I ended up on this somehow. It just happens. You don't even see it coming, and whammo, there we are. You get back to the Reagan thing. Conservatives will so often come down on the side of a liberal on an issue, and they'll be used as useful idiots, where the liberals then say, see, look at this guy. You're conservative over here. Paul Ryan even thinks it's okay for gays to adopt. What's wrong with you? It allows the left an easier time in painting the right as somehow out of touch, antiquated, not hip, not with the times, out of the mainstream. Liberals never do that to themselves. So, if you have the opportunity to make Ronald Reagan your poster boy for same-sex marriage, they're going to take advantage of it, because Reagan is the conservative's conservative. Remember, right after Ronald Reagan died in June 2004, left tried to use him as a poster child for embryonic stem cell research. Tried to get all the conservatives to realize, you know, embryonic stem cell research that you oppose, that might have saved Ronald Reagan's life. But this whole idea that Ronald Reagan would have been an advocate for same-sex marriage is just beyond hooey. Here's what Patty Davis writes. She says, I don't think he would stand in the way of it at all. I don't think he would stand in the way of two people wanting to make a commitment to one another. And goes on to basically describe her dad in a libertarian fashion. Reagan was not a libertarian. And Patty Davis misses exactly what so many on the left miss, which Reagan would not have missed. And that is the ultimate, or the essence, of the conservative objection to same-sex marriage. Here's what Davis writes. I also think because he wanted government out of people's lives, he would not understand the intrusion of government banning such a thing. This is not what he would have thought government should be doing. Well, the problem with that statement, Paul Kingor writes this. The problem with that statement applied to the same-sex debate, same-sex marriage debate, is this. Conservatives object to the federal government rendering unto itself the unprecedented ability to redefine marriage, such as a massive step towards government intervention. I'm blown away that libertarians aren't flipping out by the government thinking it can come in and do this. It is a step towards more powerful government, towards bigger government, not restrained government, not limited government. Simply look at the homosexual lobby and what they demand. They're not just asking for marriage rights. They want the silencing of people who oppose homosexuality. They want gag orders on what they term hate speech. They want ministers imprisoned if they speak from Corinthians. And who do they want to do all of that? Who do they want to enforce all of these new strict codes of tolerance? Well, the government, of course. Ronald Reagan would not have been okay with that. The essence of conservatism is to preserve and conserve time-tested values that have endured for good reason and have endured for the best of society and for the best of order. Conservatives aim to conserve. We don't rush into radical changes. We don't look at the latest fad or fashion or popular demand and say, oh, we got to do that. And also, they ground their ideals in natural law and biblical law. two are one and the same. And look, you can say, I don't want to hear your arguments about the biblical views on things. I don't have a biblical argument, or I don't have a biblical worldview. Well, great, but I do. I don't have a secular atheist, progressive worldview, but I let you argue from that. So you can sit there and listen to my arguments from my worldview. Just funny how that's the expectation. Well, I don't have that religious view, so you can't argue using religion. That's about the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But anyway, if this whole thing is about what Reagan would have done, you can't exclude religion. Reagan was very religious, and he would not have consented to a culture that suddenly was demanding the right to redefine what the scriptures say clearly about a man and a woman, a man leaving his mother and father, coming together with his wife to form one flesh in marriage. Reagan's roots went deep when it came to religion. And it would have... And I'll tell you one other thing that Reagan had. An unwavering conviction, Kingor writes, of the importance of a father and a mother raising children, and the next generation of American citizens being raised and reared by a mom and a dad. He understood marriage was a vital bond between a man and a woman. In the final days of his presidency, here's a line from Reagan himself, quote, "We must teach youngsters the beauty of the loving, lifelong relationship between husband and wife that is marriage." Yeah, you can say Reagan was tolerant of gay people. Well, I'm tolerant of gay people. Everybody I know that opposes same-sex marriage is tolerant of gay people. I don't know anybody that's mean to gay people. I mean, personally, I don't know anybody. But that doesn't mean that we would have advocated, or we do advocate, undefining the institution of marriage. Toleration is not something that automatically translates into advocating something. That's what the left continues to fail to see, and I think intentionally. Thanks to our friends of Attaboy Productions Incorporated, like those over at Century Villa, quality and affordable health care. You'll find them at 705 North Meridian Street in Greentown, Indiana. Half a mile north of the stoplight, check them out online, centuryvilla.com or centuryfields.com for the retirement center and facility that's there as well. You'll love what they do and who they are, where it feels like home. That's Century Villa. Again, check them out. Thank them for being good friends of Attaboy. Grab a break. Come back. More of the Peter Egg Radio Show on a Mailbag Friday right after this.